Taking this year and realizing that I love this. Like, I get excited every single time I go into the studio, and just being able to find my spot in the photography world has been awesome.
Hello, and welcome to Unpopular Opinions with me, Sandra Cohn. I'm an award-winning photographer, an industry educator, best-selling author, and a proud Westcott Top Pro. I've been a professional photographer for over 25 years, and I have a lot of opinions about photography and the photography industry. On this podcast, I'm sharing them all. So if you are someone who is ready for some real, honest conversation about the art and the business of photography, this is the place for you. Laura Watts Walsh joined Sandra Cohn Certification in May of 2023, and she earned her certification in April of 2024. Her work is absolutely stunning, and I am so very proud to have been able to work with her over the past year and help her in reaching her goals and growing. And it's just been an amazing experience. Now, Laura is one of those photographers who's been doing photography for a really long time, over 15 years at the time of this recording. But she was fairly new to the business side of photography when we first met. So when she joined the program, May of 2023, she'd only been in business for about a year. And in her application, she shared that her biggest struggles in her business were finding clients, right? Which is totally relatable. That marketing piece can be really hard, especially if you've never been taught how to do it. And her other big struggle was confidence. She was really up against that imposter syndrome that so many of us face. Well, fast forward to today, 1 year later, and she's finally ranking pretty high on Google. She has a clear, consistent portfolio. She's doing what she loves, the kind of work that just excites her and lights her up, not the kind of work that she feels pressure to do. And she has a ton of confidence. She even told me when we sat down to talk that she's excited to market her business. So, I'm excited to hear that. Now, one of the benefits about being in the Sandra Cohn certification program is the opportunity to sit down periodically with me and have one-on-one meetings, so we can kind of look at your progress as you work through the program. I do this so I can offer support, but also so you can get feedback and critique on your work, because as a certified teacher, I know that that's a really important part to growth, right? You need to know that you're on the right path, that you're learning the things, and that you're really nailing them. You know, when we're on those calls, if you need help, I can help you. If you just need someone to lean on, I can help with that too. Business, learning new things can be really hard. And so it's just nice to have a mentor. And I love that one-on-one part of the program. I like seeing your progress. I like being there to support people in the group. Now, to earn certification, members must submit a portfolio once they've gotten through all of the course and have practiced and have done all the things. So they need to submit a portfolio of about 150 to 200 images. And then those images are then scored on a rubric. So sort of like a report card. And you and I get to work on fine-tuning that portfolio as you go through the program on those one-on-one calls. And I really just want to do, make sure that the people who do submit for certification when they get to that point are ready and are going to succeed. And that's why I also build that into that one-on-one mentoring piece. Now, last week, I had the opportunity to sit down with Laura for her final one-on-one meeting with me before she submitted her final portfolio review for certification. And that recording is what I'm going to share today on the podcast episode. Now, I know a lot of people have questions about what these one-on-one calls are like. And I know even within certification, the people who have joined us and haven't had any of their calls yet get really nervous about it. There's a lot of talk around that. So I just thought it would be helpful for you to listen to one, to see what it sounds like to have a one-on-one mentoring session with me. Now, when I sat down with Laura, full disclosure, I had no idea that I would be sharing this conversation on the podcast. I usually record the call so I can send them to whoever it is I'm talking to so they can have that feedback to come back and listen to or to watch if they need to. But as we were talking and looking at Laura's work, where she is now at the end of the program after a year's worth of work, and the conversation that we were having and what she was reflecting on about what she's learned over the past year inside of Sandra Cohen certification, it was just really inspiring. And I thought it would be helpful to hear for those of you who are considering applying. So like I said, that's what I'm going to share with you today. This was just a conversation we were having. I was recording it, but I wasn't recording it with the intention of sharing it on the podcast. But anyway, here we are. I got Laura's permission. She's fine with it too. Want to let you know, we are opening applications in a couple of weeks. We're going to open those May 16, 2024. So be sure to get your name on the wait list. And also just to let you know, this is exciting. Laura did pass her certification review. I think I said that at the very beginning, but she passed with flying colors. She is now officially a Sandra Cohen certified photographer. So congratulations, Laura. And if you want to check out her work, and you totally should because it's stunning, we will link her Instagram and her website in the show notes. Also, as you listen to us talk, take some time to kind of survey, think about where you are right now in your business, in your photography, in your confidence. And then imagine where you would like to be this time next year, because I am confident we can get you there. So anyway, enjoy the conversation.
Hello, hi. Friends. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great.
I'm good. Excited to be talking to you.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to talk about my consistency, and I'm hoping to like submit my final portfolio review this weekend. So if all goes well.
Okay. I'm so excited. Also congratulations on your, SEO growth.
Oh yeah. Like it's amazing. So.
Well, let's get to it. So do you want to share?
Okay. Can you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So here is consistency.
So we're looking at consistency for editing.
Mm-hmm. Consistency and editing. So I really honestly don't.
Wait. Stop for a second. Go back. This little girl. Dude,
right here.
That image. I'm literally dead.
That's my daughter. She is full of sassafras.
Well, congratulations on taking such a stunning photo. I hope you print that.
Yes. Yeah. I have plans too. So.
Oh my God. Okay. Carry on as you were.
So I actually don't edit that much. You know, I just rely on lighting and my settings and camera.
That is the magic of lighting.
Yes.
Remember how I say all the time, it's like, if you can fix your lighting problems, you're going to fix your editing problems.
Yeah. I do not spend time fixing light or temperature. I just go in, I straighten, and I, you know, take out stray hairs. That's all I do. A lot of these pictures were taken in different environments. This was like at a, this one of this little boy was at a, it was an open house of an art studio. A friend of mine, they were opening an art studio, and I just went there to take pictures of the people coming. So it was like in this big kind of warehouse kind of room. And then like this little girl, I just took this a month ago at a preschool, and I was in this super narrow, like little alcove thing. This one is in my studio. So I meter, I check. Yeah. It's the same. Like I have my Kelvin the same. I bump it up. So this environment, there was a window behind us. And I just bumped up my light a little bit to overpower the ambient light so I could get it consistent lighting. So it's just, and my light meter saves so much time. Yeah, I was talking to some other ladies the other day, and they're like, oh, I don't actually use it. And I'm like, why? Like, it just takes out all the guessing.
All the guessing, and it allows you to get this because your consistency is spot on.
Yeah.
And this is the goal, right? Is to be able to walk into any situation and have your look the same.
Yeah.
And consistent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, Laura.
I think that is something that I've learned too over the, so this is my niece right here.
Gorgeous.
And when I was taking pictures of her, like I think I finally learned it's okay if I stop and take a time to like bump up my light and re-meter. Like it's okay to do that. Like sometimes I would worry, like I'm taking too much time, or they're like, don't you know what you're doing? Why are you adjusting your light? And it's like, they don't know what I'm doing. And it's
No.
okay that I take the 3 extra seconds to get it
Yeah,
right. So,
because they're expecting you to be the professional who knows enough to do that. Absolutely. Or these are stunning.
Oh, this is another preschool one. This was in like this lady's kitchen. She does a preschool out of her home in the kitchen. Like I was like this far away from this girl. And so it's just like I just love studio lighting because it's like I have so much confidence that yes, I can do that. I can make the stuff you see are the results you'll get. So
Yeah, so you can do your work. You can your signature style, which you have a clear signature style, you can do in a client's home, you can do at a school, you can do at a store. And the other thing I just really need to call out, because so many people struggle with this, is your tones and your white balance are so consistent in your color work.
Good. That's good. That's something like for a long time as a photographer that has stressed me out. And it's
What do you think was the thing that got you to that you've learned?
I think it's just the metering and knowing how light works. Like sometimes I will block ambient light out, knowing that that will cause problems. I think it's just trusting my camera and my light and my meter. Like don't trust the back of my camera, just trust the process.
Yeah.
You
I think
know?
that learning that piece, I'm so glad that that has clicked for you, because that's when it clicked for me too, is getting really good with strobes and flash. It's so much about understanding the qualities of natural light and how it all fits together, so that you know how to control either let sometimes you want to let ambient light in, sometimes you want to block it out, light color and stuff. I couldn't be more proud or any closer.
It's a, I think it takes a while to get your mind wrapped around the concept. You have to like marinate in that thought process a while till it clicks.
Yeah, because I see things differently than our cameras do, because our eyes are so good at filtering things out and our brains are good at that. And so understanding that, even like your eyes are lying to you. They're
Yes,
not
they are.
necessarily going to see the blue in the background, you know, or whatever. So
That's that.
really, really good. Really good,
Good.
consistent, beautiful tones. Really well done, Laura.
Awesome. Great.
Let's like reflect a little bit, because
Okay.
you joined the first cohort in
I
May.
did. Yeah.
So you're
It
coming
was
up.
May.
How long did it take you to get through all the work, and what was helpful? Like, just give me a little feedback.
Well,
Like,
okay. Honestly, I feel like I probably could have done it a lot quicker. I think I was just really nervous for that first initial one-on-one with you. Like I just wanted everything to be perfect and not realizing like it's okay if things aren't perfect, like I can go back and adjust. But I'm also glad that I took the time to really soak it in and think about what I wanted to do, where I was going, how I wanted to approach things and present things. So I think, 9 to 12 months is an okay amount of time to work through the program. But it was great, great reminder and good affirmation that it's like I not affirmation, confirmation that it's like I know what I'm doing. So it's like it's okay. It's okay. It's okay to know what I know and like what I like, and I do know what I'm doing. So, studio photography isn't popular in Utah. That's not what people are looking
It's
for.
not really popular anyway. We're
Anywhere.
changing that narrative though,
That's
Laura.
right. And I think I would always get caught up of having to do what other people do. People here like to show the great big vistas and the mountains, and it's like I haven't even been to the popular canyons. I don't want to go. I don't want to go where everybody else is going. Like we can take beautiful pictures in the backyard with beautiful light. That's all you need is beautiful light. Just being able to walk into a room and get what I want. Like it's just I get so excited every single time and love the
Like,
results.
just listening to you talk about it gets me all like I just am so passionate about studio photography. I think it's such an such an art. Like there's really like that picture you had of your daughter that stopped me in my tracks. It is timeless. It is timeless. And to be able to capture emotion like that when there aren't vistas behind you and there aren't bluebells, but just when it's just really about the person and their essence, I think that that is like next level.
You know, taking this year and realizing that I love this. Like I get excited every single time I go into the studio and just being able to find my spot in the photography world has been awesome. So
do you feel like it's changed your confidence in how you feel about doing the kind of work that you want to do?
Absolutely. You know, because when I never really marketed myself as a photographer before because I was not confident in showing up to a location, an outdoor location, and being able to confidently deliver the photos that maybe, you know, just because of weather, light differences. But knowing that I knew my stuff, but just maybe the client being disappointed because they don't know what's causing the difference in the visual.
Right.
But being able to do something I love, I think it translates into my work and me showing up, and then I'm able to just talk about it and offer it and say, this is what I do. So I absolutely 100% think in the last year, my confidence has grown tenfold.
Oh my God, I love hearing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like, you know, like when you have lighting, when you get nail your lighting, your editing gets easier.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have clarity about this is what I do and you just own it and you're not trying to do what you think you should do or be like anybody else. But when you have clarity about this is me, this is what I do, then the marketing is easier because you want to talk about it. You're inspired to talk about it. And it feels easy.
I have found that too. Because before it was just like, oh, what do I say? How do I? But now it's just like, I have so many things I need to talk about. It's like, ah, where do I start? So,
oh my God,
absolutely.
So happy.
Yeah. And I think also being in the group, because I am not experienced in the business side of things. And just, you know, like having Liz and having like the coaching calls, other people just share their experiences or how they do things or how they process things just has been so amazing too. It's like, I'm not afraid to ask questions. It's like, I can ask a silly question and no one's gonna, you know, say, dummy, what are you doing? So it's just, you know, being part of the community has been so, so helpful. Like, I'm so glad I signed up just to be a part of the community and be a part of that group of people that are so helpful. Like, everyone is like willing to share everything. So there's
I know,
no
it's
way.
Like zero gatekeeping in that group. So big concern people have is price. It's not an inexpensive program. It's an investment.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody was concerned about either the price or the workload, or is this actually going to work for me?
Mm-hmm.
Any kind of concerns, like what advice would you give to somebody who's on the fence about joining?
Okay.
The program?
Yeah. I feel like those were all concerns that I had. Like I initially was afraid of the workload with my kids' age, but it's totally doable. Like you can do it. I kind of like binge it and then like take a break and like ponder on it, but it's, you know, it's totally doable with three kids at home. So I would say to not be afraid of the workload. It's absolutely manageable. And I never felt pressured or like behind. And then the price, at first I was a little sticker shocked, but you're right. It is an investment. I hope I make a dime out of this, but just, I feel like showing up one in my photography life, but also my personal life, you pay it and you're done. You won't even think about it again because it's just so worth it. So
that's good. So you felt the investment was like worth it. You feel good about it.
Yes. Yeah. So I think that the knowledge, the confidence, the community I have gained, I'd pay it again. So
I love hearing that. And
yeah.
Now you're certified. You're going to be certified.
I'm going to be, not too early.
Not too early. We don't want to jinx it, but you're going to be certified. We're going to have you on the directory. You've built out like, you know, I know you were saying like your business part wasn't your strongest, but we're building that out. You're building out those flywheels. You're going to get it going.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to have this conversation with you next year. Cause like a year goes like that.
It
Right?
really does. Yeah. Yeah. Because I'm already planning like holiday minis and stuff and getting things organized. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not ready. And it's April
You
and
are
hope.
ready. You're totally ready. Oh
So
gosh.
yeah, I hope good things happen this year.
Oh, things are going to happen. I'm so excited for you. See, I have the perspective of 25 years that I can look and be like, oh, I know exactly what's going to
Yeah.
happen. So you
Yeah.
just
Oh, good. Okay, I'll buckle up.
Yeah, buckle up. Well, I couldn't be more proud of you, Laura. I think you've done an incredible work,
Thank
and
you.
I'm super excited to see your final portfolio come through. Thank you for being with me today. If this episode resonated with you, please take a moment to head on over to iTunes, hit that subscribe button, and leave us a shiny 5-star review. What I know after 25 years in this industry is that community is everything. We all need other photographers to learn from and to lean on, and you have the power to start building that kind of a community for yourself right now. Share this episode with someone in your photography circle who you think could benefit from it. And let's normalize having honest conversations and sharing our opinions, even if they're unpopular.